Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, wanted to hop on real quick before we head to today's episode and let y'all know that the next Master Your Fasting Challenge is upon us. Yes, that is right. It is coming up on September 13th through the 19th. And the last Master Your Fasting Challenge we did in July, man, what an absolutely incredible time. The results were amazing. Tons of testimonials, positive feedback. So we decided that we're going to run this back a couple more times before, dare I say, the end of 2023 is upon us. So we know that summer is over, that we are back to school. And I don't know about you, but I've started to see some holiday decorations, and fall and the holidays are soon to be upon us. So let's start the last quarter of this year and end summer with a bang. If you're new to fasting or want to get back on track, if you're struggling to break through a plateau, if you're ready to finally stop obsessing about your diet and your weight loss and get off that roller coaster once and for all, let's end the summer with some intention, some habit building, and fast track your fasting results as we head into the fall and the upcoming holiday season. So what we want you to do to get more information about the Master Your Fasting Challenge that's coming up on September 13th, head to the show notes, click the link for dates, more information, frequently asked questions. It's all there for you. And we really, really, really want to end this summer with some intention around our fasting lifestyle. So we'll see you on the inside. Click the link for more information. And now to today's episode. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier, and I'm here, as always, with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Doing fantastic, my friend. I am pumped up about today's episode because we are bringing back the first two rules of fasting. And we had a really, 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 really great question come in like 2 minutes before we were about to turn on the microphone. So we stopped. We thought through this and we're like, you know what? I really feel like this is something that needs to be unpacked and addressed. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about how we have the fasting conversation with loved ones and really kind of go into depth on what that looks like and give you guys some ways to navigate this conversation. And then we have a question about how to get your nutritional needs during OMAD that was put in from one of our incredible listeners. And thank you so much for your 5-star reviews. So if you are new to the podcast, welcome. Welcome, welcome. If you want to hear more about our journey with our fasting and how now we are 190 episodes and almost 3 million downloads into this podcast adventure, we are very grateful for each and every one of you. But if you're new, head back to episode 1, take a listen on where we started and how our journey began. And it's the most downloaded episode that we have. Over 60,000 people have heard this message now. I mean, we believe that it relates because most of us have been in the position at some point in our weight loss or health journey, and we come to fasting for weight loss and for results. So there's just so many overlapped congruencies there. So if you're new, head back and give it a listen. And today, as always, we're going to give you one or two, in this case, probably a dozen things you can walk away with all around this conversation of how to adapt this fasting lifestyle. And one of the big things is how to adapt it into today's world. Yes, fasting is becoming more mainstream. It's becoming more known, more accepted. It's been around since the dawn of time. Right. It's been around forever.
The invention of food.
Right. The art of fasting. It's the application in today's world that is getting more mainstream, not the art of fasting in general. But we really want to unpack this in a meaningful way. And if you're an OG, a longtime listener, thank you so much for continuing to listen and continuing to following us and being with us on your fasting journey. So, Tommy.
Yes.
Let me frame this out. This came in from David K in Ireland. So just incredible, man, to see that we've got listeners from all across the world.
Yeah.
Just so awesome. Man, we don't take that lightly. It's really stinking cool.
Yeah.
Hi, love your podcast. So far, binged on the first 34 episodes. Yes, we get that a lot. I have no idea how you're not sick of our voices yet. Just ask my wife. In the last podcast, you mentioned putting trace minerals in your water. Is there a specific brand you would recommend? Yes, we like the Concentrace brand of trace minerals.
Yep.
You can also use sourced Himalayan salt or a Celtic sea salt like Redmond's. Redmond's, if you're listening, hit us up for a sponsorship, because that has all of your trace minerals in it as well. But some people just like the supplement form. It doesn't have all the sodium. And we've done a whole episode on salt. Go back a few episodes, you'll see it. But he says, I started
Pause. Hold one second. I want to put my morning. Okay, so I get my 32-ounce tumbler. I drop, because I know I do it differently from how you do it. So I just drop.
You do
like
it the pain.
The low and slow?
No. I'm
the
like
water
just
torture?
Squirt the trace minerals in the mouth. Deal with the 30 seconds of discomfort and just move on with my day. Keep going.
Yeah. You know what? So I have grown accustomed to that kind of just muted flatness of like the extra minerals in there. So mine's like probably 8 to 12 or maybe 15 drops in 32 ounces of water. Barely notice it, but I like that flatness now. And then first thing in the morning, I'm going to put a packet of Element Tea in there as well, or Element. And so put those two together, and that's just like a chug it way before my coffee. And that's just how I like that subconscious reminder. Hey, this is just part of my fasting. This is part of what I do. And so that's just part of the routine right there.
So what I just heard there was Concentrace trace minerals, 8 to 10 drops. And then you add an LMNT. There's a link in the show notes. You get a free sample pack if you order through that link. They just ran out of grapefruit, but I hear that it's coming back full time, not just a summer thing, which is my favorite.
Nice. My too. It's good stuff.
If you have questions about that, head to the show notes, click the Facebook community link, head there. There's discussions all over the place about LMNTs and breaking fast and whatnot. Not what we're talking about today, even though we ended up here somehow.
Yeah.
I like to do Redmond salt, half a teaspoon plus an LMNT in the morning just to stack my hydration. So if you want the hydration episode, go find it. It's a few episodes back from here. I should know it by now, but when you've done 190 of them, you kind of lose track.
Yeah.
But he starts his question with asking about the Concentrace minerals. Then he says, started off 6 weeks ago, so lost 21 pounds.
Wow. Nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
He's done a few longer fasts and doing 16:8 daily, which is basic intermittent fasting. If you're new to fasting, intermittent fasting is 16 hours of fasting, 8 hours where you consume calories and food, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's 38. His plan is to be fit by 40. I love that goal. We tend to underestimate what we can do in the long term and overestimate what we can do in the short term, but you're already well on your way with this progress. So I think it might be fit by 39, not fit by 40. He says, diet isn't the best. Eating windows, not too worried about that. I'm planning, I'm making healthier decisions, right? With his food choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's a question to discuss on your podcast. So we have discussed this question probably multiple times as you're only on episode 34. Right? In terms of the marriage merge. But what we've realized is that after doing this for so many years, that our perspective, our delivery, our stance on certain things has changed, right? So
yeah, for sure.
He says, I know the first two rules are do not talk about fasting and do not talk about fasting, Fight Club reference.
Right.
But if you do need to explain to loved ones why you are doing this, what is the best way to explain and counter their perspective? I love the choice of words.
Yeah.
That you are simply starving yourself, i.e., what are maybe the 5 key headline benefits in simple terms?
Where to begin? Because we're talking about countering. I don't like to get in a head front like debate about why fasting is better than, you know, what somebody else might be doing. Or, you know, if they're really throwing around something like, aren't you just starving yourself? I mean, that's going to be in pretty stark contrast to
how I
think about it, right? Yeah, there's a big gap, right? So I'm not going to say I tread lightly with that, but I'm going to choose my words kind of carefully, and I'm going to kind of ease them into the understanding of my perspective and why this is like a core value of mine. And so it's probably going to start with helping them to understand how I am feeling now or how I felt before I was fasting. That can help somebody really understand, because right now they don't know exactly how you're feeling. So if you feel like tired and crap and just like just trash because you needed this so badly, they might not be able to empathize with that when they're coming in just going, oh yeah, well, those crazy lunatics are just starving themselves. you know? And so getting them on the same page with how I was feeling before and how badly that was and how much I wanted to get away from that. And I literally felt like the life force was like turned down because my insulin was so high and I just had this extra weight I was carrying around. Energy was so low. Then that can be a really helpful place to start for me personally.
So just imagine if this is your parents, right? We got three kids. We're married 10 years. My wife's 6 years younger than me. So I'll be 42 this year. They come and visit, right? And they don't live with us. They're thousands of miles away, right? So it's like they come and they see me, but they don't know my day-to-day. They don't know the day-to-day struggle, the day-to-day stress, the day-to-day sleep issues, the labs being up. Like, they don't know that stuff. So if it's your parents, that's one situation. If it's a spouse or a close friend that you've been doing life with, right? Mm-hmm. What I find is that clearly communicating why you're doing it, right? That I'm sick of being overweight. I feel like crap. This is some of the stuff that you were just talking about. This gentleman, he wants to be fit by 40. Like, that's a goal, right?
Shoot, yeah.
And it's a great goal, right? I was tired. I was stressed. I just didn't feel good day to day, right? So it's that first step of like clearly communicating why you want to do this. Because I don't know, if my wife comes to me and she's like, I want to do X, Y, Z. I'm like, my toddler, but why? Right? Like, but why? Why do we need that thing? Why do you want to do this thing? We're just sitting the other
that we should.
Yes, you're just sitting the other night. She's like, I want to travel to Europe. And I was like, no. She's like, why not? I'm like, I have zero desire to go to Europe.
Right.
Zero.
So you convince me why.
I want to go to the beach. Okay. I don't want to go to Europe. No offense, Europe. I'm Irish, right? I would love to go maybe find an Irish pub and check out the open golf course, right? And just go see it. I know I won't be able to play it, but like, some of that stuff seems fun, but like, I'm good. Like, that's not really on my list. So we're sitting there and she's explaining to me.
So you guys have a gap in this conversation.
Yeah. And she's explaining to me, well, you know, I would love to be able to spend time with you and see some of the, like, just travel and experience different things. And then I'm sitting here going, okay, so it's not really that going to Europe is the thing, right? It's the connection of the trip that she would be taking with me without kids.
True.
Right? And I'm like, cool. I can get down on that. Let's put it on our vision board. Love it. So friends, family, loved ones, spouses, right? So if you're not clearly communicating the why behind it, it's like just this frivolous thought. Like, why'd you start? To your point, Tom, you said this before we hopped on after we were prepping for this conversation, because we thought it required this detailed convo. This unpacking is like, you're not just like strategically starving yourself, you know, like by compartmentalizing your eating into an 8-hour window or skipping a meal or maybe a day of meals, right?
Right.
It's not strategic starvation.
Yeah, I'm not just starving myself. I'm not just turning off the eating, right? I'm not going on a 40-day fast here or anything else like that. But if you think about it, like normal day-to-day operations, at least in America, in a lot of the developed world, is a lot of hours of potential eating opportunity. Some of it's very
14 convenient. To 16 hours if it's early breakfast and coffee with creamer all the way to late night, post dinner, before bedtime snacks.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, it could be.
By the way, two hands raised. That used to be me. Carry on.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, just helping them to understand, like, I don't need that. I had that. It's a lot of the reason why I don't feel great now, and I need to do something different. And so I don't need to just back it off like maybe a step or two and go to like a 12-hour eating window. I might need a little bit more compartmentalization than that, so that I can allow insulin to come down a little bit more, so that I can build in maybe a little bit more of an intentional caloric deficit, or maybe have a few more hours each day that I'm not just thinking about food and that next meal, which is like part of the craving cycle that might be part of the issue too. It definitely was for me.
Right. Hey, y'all, I wanted to take a second and tell you just an incredible story about an amazing company that we've come across recently. And now they are a sponsor of our show. It's airdoctorpro.com. You can head to the website, use a promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off. But most importantly, my little guy, my 2-year-old, has not slept consistently through the night since he was born. We have tried everything you can imagine. He is our third child. And we're just like, what is happening? So we have gone to great lengths, time, money, and effort to figure out how we can help him sleep. And the reality is, we were pretty much just resigned to the fact that this is how it's going to be until we put the Air Doctor Pro in his room. And I am not joking when I tell you the first night that we put it in his room, he slept through the night. The second night, slept through the night. Now we're up to 35 plus days that he has slept through the night. He has only woken up two times rather than two, three times a night, two times in the last 35 days and counting. And we are just so incredibly grateful. The reality is we had a feeling that it was something that we were missing. And the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air these days. In some cases, up to 100 times more. We spend 90% of our time indoors and we take 20,000 breaths a day. So what's the solution? An air purifier, a cut above the rest. I'm not going to lie. We have tried others. We've tried other HEPA filters. We've tried other air filters. We have spent the money and they have not done the results that Air Doctor did in literally the first day that we put it in his room. They filter out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants. That includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. So I don't know what it was that was keeping them up, but it is now gone. So Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off air purifiers. An exclusive listener offer for you as well. You'll receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. That's exclusive to you, the podcast listener, now hearing this in real time. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code FASTINGFORLIFE. You guys know that we are very particular with who we partner with. And if it wasn't for this incredible company and the incredible results that we've seen, I would not be encouraging you to head to the website and take advantage of the Fasting for Life promo code. So if you support our sponsors, you are ultimately supporting us. We are grateful for you listening in. And now back to today's episode. So at the end of this conversation, he said, could you like give us the headline, right? Benefits. So I want to rat-a-tat-tat those in a second, like the benefits of fasting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it still comes down to, so we saw a post in our community group and it was like, yeah, I feel like the first two rules of fasting, it's kind of an outdated rule. And I'm like, not if you're looking at it through the lens of protecting your inputs.
Yes.
Right. So
yes, good point.
This component of doing this, you know, with your loved ones, right? Well, if you do the same thing everybody else is doing around you, you're going to get the same results.
Yeah.
So if you've got 30, 40, 50 pounds to lose, I don't know what this gentleman's end goal is, but maybe it's 175. So he's got another 15 to 20, right? So maybe it's a total of 40 or 35. You're really eating food almost every day, unless you're not doing these. That's why we don't, for sustainability purposes, we don't recommend doing like, you know, 72-hour fast back to back to back to back to back. Like that's not sustainable. That's not making better food choices. That's not really a long-term plan for maintenance, right? Like, no, that's
avoidance of decisions.
Yeah, avoidance of the decision. Yeah. So I love this point where you're like, yeah, I'm just not thinking about food all day. But the problem is if you've got this weight, multiply it by 3,500, right? So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, that's 175,000 calories of energy just stored on your body.
Yeah.
So, hey, loved one, I got plenty. Okay, this is how I feel.
I've been saving up.
I've been packing it away. Okay, remember the behavior that I had? Remember when I overdid it? Well, now I'm working to underdid it. I'm working to undo that. Never mind the physiological benefits. So like all I'm doing is moving my food into a window and allowing myself to be tapped into those stored calories, right? But the fear is with loved ones and friends and family and spouses that you're taking away from some of the experiences when you remove food and social constructs around food, date nights, couch snacking, right? Late night snacks,
movie nights,
date nights. I might've already said that. Vacations, celebrations, birthdays, holidays, cultural hand-me-downs, traditions, right?
Yeah.
So that's why we always say, start from a place of clearly communicating why. You don't want to be the fat dad bod at 40. I get it. Neither did I.
Right.
But I was well on my way there until I found something that I was able to adapt into a lifestyle. So a lot of the times our friends and family and whatnot feel like you're going to be taking away. And it's not intentional. It's not like they're not like, oh, don't get healthy, be sick and diseased with me. No.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. It's not like that, but it's, they just don't see it from where you're coming from. And it hasn't been communicated in a way that resonates.
Yeah. But what they might be thinking is, I don't want you sitting across the table from me, judging me while I'm eating and you're making this like
the
you
judgment
know, holy
piece.
Or righteous. Yeah. Righteous decision. Like it could be, you know, a little bit of fear of that. So
absolutely. We've heard that before. 100%.
Yes. Helping them to understand and, you know, just showing them what a, hey, I can be at the table. I can have a sparkling water, maybe a Waterloo or a LaCroix, however you say it. You know, I could be sitting there enjoying the time and, hey, maybe I'm feeling a lot less lethargic. Maybe my brain fog is down.
Maybe my energy mood's better.
Is up. Yeah. Maybe I'm actually present in this moment rather than just thinking about dessert or, you know, some fast food or
falling asleep
something
on
else
the couch.
Like that. Yeah.
After the kids go to bed.
Right. I mean, I remember the danger zone for me was like between 7 and 10 p.m. This was like a high level connection point where I could, you know, actually connect with my wife. But I was so tired by the end of the day. I just felt like, you know, I was under anesthesia at that point. Right. It was like, I'm crashing. And it was like, 7 to 8 was like the twilight zone for me. And then if I got up after that and I was like ready to go, had some energy, that would have been like, you know, I got lucky that night because I actually ended up with some energy by the end of the night, you know, rather than like, oh, we lost him on that one. We lost him on Tuesday, you know, because he hit the couch pretty hard. And yeah, we didn't see him again until like 10 p.m. And, you know, he was.
Well, I used to see this with my dad. Like he would work and come home and nap. And then he would get up for dinner and then eat and then go sit down and fall asleep watching TV and then wake up and have a snack and then go to bed.
Right.
Like, so this part of this, you know, I don't know about you, but my wife is completely different. She barely fasts. She has zero visceral fat. She is a complete picture of health. She tracks every calorie, macro, and everything you can imagine. She's the complete antithesis of me. We are absolutely more happily married now than we were 10 years ago because me getting the weight off and getting healthy has brought vibrance back to our relationship. Okay. It's complete. Wow. I'm a completely different. She's like, how's fasting go? Like, she knows when I'm fasting. I'm just nicer. Like, I'm not as hangry. I'm not, it's just different, right? And everybody's different. So I'm just giving you
more
a real life example.
Even
like,
keel.
On Wednesday nights, it's breakfast night. So she will text me. I don't even need her macro. She text, like, we make homemade gluten-free pizza, pancakes, and breakfast for dinner on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. But I know it's one egg. It's half a tablespoon of avocado oil. It's a half a cup of Bob's Red Mill. It's 12 grams of butter. It's 27 to 37 grams of the bone broth chocolate protein. And that's her dinner on Wednesdays. I weigh that stuff. I know it. I'm doing it. It's the least favorite thing that I do in my day is weighing her food for her. But I do it because that's how she gets results. That's how she wants to live her life. So there's that support piece. But trust me, like, I don't want to be doing it. But she also supports me on my fasting days and is there for me on that because now she sees me at a different level of health.
Sure.
But
didn't she think you were crazy in the beginning though?
Yes.
Wasn't there a big gap?
And during pregnancy, there was one point where like we would have to get pints of ice cream.
We would.
After dinner.
We definitely would.
And we would get the so delicious coconut milk. She went dairy-free, gluten-free for our second. And we would have to get ice cream. So I would have a Halo Top, 400 or 500 calories. Like, right. We would be putting on weight together. Okay. So it's that connection. By the way, there's research that shows that the oxytocin changes in the women that then translate will cause weight gain. I'm taking responsibility for we getting ice cream. And by we, I mean her. I mean me.
Yeah.
Follow that line of thought. But you get my point here. So it's that connection piece, right? You go to dinner, the dessert tray comes around, or even the drinks. Hey, anybody getting a drink? And you're kind of like, no, I'm okay. I'll just get water for now. And then the first person that orders a drink, everybody's getting shots, right? Woo! Like the same thing with the dessert thing. Yeah. It's, hey, oh, we're getting dessert. Yeah. Bring one of everything and bring a bunch of spoons. Or the first person goes, no, I'm good. I'm going to pass on dessert. And your brain immediately goes, well, I'm not getting dessert tonight.
Yeah, I'm not being that guy.
Right?
Not unless I really want it. Yeah.
There's that judgment piece. There's that connection piece, right? So you got to start with communicating where you're coming from and why you want to do it. I want to be fit by 40, but why? So here's a list of key headline benefits. Better relationships with foods. Less insulin and blood sugar / disease processes developing. Less cravings and mood swings. These are all personal ones. Better sleep. Improved labs. Better libido. Hormone balancing. Right?
Yep.
Disease prevention, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, happiness, more dopamine, healthier, happy hormone balance, stem cell regeneration, autophagy, healing, energy, focus, production, all key headline benefits. Never mind you showing up as a better friend, a better son, a better daughter, a better spouse. Mm-hmm. I'm a much better parent when I'm staying consistent and I'm not off doing the behaviors that I used to be, like figuring out where I can squeeze a nap in.
Right.
Right. Like it's just transformational, but your loved ones don't know why you're doing it.
Mm. Yeah. Even in the earlier parts of a relationship, when you're getting to know someone, when you're bonding, you're having, you know, like a lot of times we front load quality time in the beginning of a relationship. Well, you get to show up differently during those times. Like when your brain fog is lower and your energy is better, you're more in the moment. You're able to think about things that aren't just all these food related decisions. We've quoted it before. There was research done in the past where they looked at how many food decisions did we actually think through and make on any given day. We all right. think it's maybe a dozen or two. Turns out it's over 200, 250, I believe. And the more weight that we have that we need to take off, the more food decisions we're making in any given day. If you think you're completely in the moment connecting with somebody else when you're going through 250 or 350 different food decisions, you're incorrect. You're being pulled out of those moments constantly. And so as we get the weight down, as the insulin comes down, as we get better with our fasting, and it allows us to show up differently, for sure. We have better concentration and focus and all these other things.
So just reassure the loved one that you're not going anywhere, right? But you're doing this for very intentional reasons. You're still going to have your date nights and your vacations and your pizza nights with your kids and all of that stuff. And you can still sit down at the dinner table. And it's just that you're making this change because of the way you're feeling, your concerns, and that you want to be fit by 40. I think it's going to be a great starting point yeah. to have that conversation. And then here's the bottom line. You can't change them and you shouldn't try. Okay. Yeah. If there's anything I've learned, okay, with failing forward in marriage or relationships is that you can't change them. Right. So
yeah.
do what's working for you. Do it respectfully. Don't put judgment or any of that kind of stuff into it. Like, oh, you should be doing this too. Right.
Right.
Bring in third party authority. When my wife and I merged our completely different ideas on finances back in the day. And now we have a weekly CEO, COO meeting where she runs wow. that part now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do it anymore. She's the one on me being like, hey, what about this little extra thing right here that we did that you spent? Okay. Back in the day, it would have been
student
like
has become the teacher.
Yeah. I'm like, dang it. Get off my case, woman. Just kidding. But we brought in a third party. We brought in Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace as a third party, yeah. like merging yeah, of realities. Mm-hmm. So we needed it. Right. So this goes into a second question that was like, okay, well, how long are you going to do this for? Right. Or this question that we got from one of our 5-star reviews, which was, how do you get your nutritional needs during OMAD? Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And we talked about this briefly during a previous episode, but it goes into this. Okay, so you get to your maintenance weight. What does that look like? What are you going to yeah. do now, right? Well, you're going to have to figure out what your day-to-day looks like. Where are your non-negotiables? Where are your date nights? Where are your vacations? Where are the meals you want to have with your family, right? Or your loved ones, like in this case. So how do you explain it to your loved ones? Well, mm-hmm. you want to put those and make sure that they know that they're a priority as well,
yeah.
right? Because OMAD is not typically a long-term maintenance strategy for most people, right, Tommy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. And sometimes that fear from a loved one can actually come from the fact that they don't understand what you would be doing long term, because even if they are looking at it like strategic starvation or whatever it is,
he goes again yeah. with another bad diet. He's not going to stick to
another crazy thing. Here comes the roller coaster, the diet yo-yo again. So if they can't see it long term, then that puts even more like contrast between reality and then, you know, why are they being kind of, you know, scared or even judgmental in this moment? And so understanding, you know, long-term wise, what that can look like. So like this question, how do you get your nutritional needs met in OMAD? Well, you know, if you're a smaller framed individual and maybe your caloric needs are very low and you're used to eating very highly calorically dense foods, you might be able to pull off like OMAD for maintenance kind of nutrition. But for most folks, and especially as we get into the larger framed individuals, you could be at 2,000, 2,500 plus calories that you're going to need. That's going to be very difficult to get on a single plate. Like, dang near impossible, right?
Two meals, yeah. high protein focused, healthy fats, moderate to low carb in most cases, right? Especially if you're in the blood sugar category, wanting to prevent that, right? Healthy, natural, non-refined, non-processed carbs. You can get there. But like, yeah, if you're, it's just not feasible to think that you're going to sit down and like stuff yourself, right? Yeah. In one meal.
Very uncomfortable.
No, so one meal a day, 1 hour a day can be a great strategy for weight loss and for fat loss.
Sure.
But then opening that window back up again into two meals, right? Give yourself a 2-3 hour window. I can get 2,000 calories in, which is a slight caloric reduction for me. I can get that in pretty easily with a larger meal and a smaller meal within a 3-4 hour window.
Yes. That's how I like to think about it too.
Yeah. Early afternoon for me and then an early dinner.
Yeah.
A late lunch to early dinner. So okay. it's that like 2 to 6 range. Mm.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not 2 because I'm busy and then I pick up the kids and we get home and it just ends up becoming like 4 to 6, right? As I'm prepping for dinner, I'll make a little something and then go ahead and have the meal. So yeah, it's that mindset shift of this isn't forever. Make sure you're making nutrient dense food, homemade food, nutrient dense food choices. And yeah, as you get closer to your maintenance goal, yeah, you're going to have to open up that window to get all of the food requirements in.
Sure. And, you know, but on the flip side of that window is still a good amount of fasting time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you might be hitting, you know, 19.
No, strategic starvation, sir.
Right. You might be hitting 19 to 21 hours of strategic starvation where you're literally compartmentalizing. The cool thing is blood sugar gets to come down. Insulin levels get to come down. I get to spend time without food, just kind of knowing I already made a decision about it. So I'm not subject to as many food related decisions or cravings and things like that. Things aren't as volatile. I'm not feeling as much of this, like these energetic swings, blood sugar crashes and hangriness and all this other kind of stuff. So I really love that as far as keeping it simple and understanding long-term wise, because now you can start to help that loved one or whoever that may be to understand why this is important to you. And also, well, you know, what you plan to do, you know, as far as the long-term, because this starts to bridge together the reality of it and their worst case scenario that they're kind of thinking about when they're coming into this from a naive perspective. I mean, they haven't sat here and listened to conversations about this, like ad nauseum hours on end, you know, like you may have had. I mean, I believe the initial gentleman had listened to 34 episodes.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you're talking you got 160 hours and hours.
Plus to go.
Yeah.
Good luck. Godspeed, sir.
But I wouldn't expect someone with an opposing viewpoint at this point to just jump on and just listen to all those same conversations and then kind of talk that through. But at the same time, finding a clip here or there that kind of resonates or maybe addresses something specific that you guys have spoken about can be a way to kind of take some of those points and go like, well, here's another perspective on it, you know, like let's talk it through, not coming from the aspect that this conversation is going to be right and is going to convince that other person. But hey, why don't we hash this out? Why don't we have a little discussion here and, you know, keep it friendly, keep it light. And, you know, like realities merge over time. It's a really cool process.
I can't find the review. So I want to give a shout out to the person that asked that question about OMAD.
Oh yeah, I have it right here.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Who was that?
Yeah, that was Marcelo Cello and signed it Julie P. So we appreciate that, Julie.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the question. We promised you a longer answer. So hopefully that unpacks it. We may have given it away in the short form. I just felt bad not mentioning it and then not answering it. So thank you. And then David K, I really do appreciate the push to bring this back up. So thank you so much for your question. Keep up the good work, man. I think it's going to be fit by 39, not fit by 40.
I want to see some before and after too.
Yeah. Checking in from Northern Ireland. So stinking cool. All right, Tommy, as you wrap up today, if you're looking for some guidance on what your fasting schedule should look like, we have a blueprint to fasting for fat loss. Head to the show notes, click the link. It's a free 20-page PDF. We'll zoom it across the interwebs into your inbox. It is yours. If you want to continue the conversation and break the 2 still tried and true rules of fasting, don't talk about fasting and don't talk about fasting, come head to the Facebook community, the Fasting for Life community on Facebook. That link is in the show notes as well. Concentrate Trace Minerals, LMNTs, that is your hydration stack. So go ahead.
Right. Redmond's.
Yep. Redmond's possibly. Choose your own adventure when it comes to that. But Tommy, as always, appreciate the conversation, sir. Hopefully today will be impactful for everyone, especially those who submitted the questions. Appreciate y'all for listening. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
So you've heard today's episode and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com. And sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free Fast Start Guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.